keep us from saying anything and separate from anything. And all this really means it. You're one in a crowd and paranoid of every sound. Another friend you won't miss anyhow.
Somebody once told me the world is going to roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Back to the rules and I hit the ground running.
Is that it?
That is it. My reading was all over the place. Sorry. I got three ideas on how
it's
to
fine.
Do it, and then I
did
them all.
It's good.
Okay. Anyway.
Hello, and welcome to the 6-month anniversary episode of Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast, where we can still not do openings, and I am still Garrett.
I'm Sporky.
I'm Davide, and with us today, a special creepy but necessary guest, I guess?
Accurate, yes.
Sometimes people introduce themselves.
I'm Jeremy. Hello, everybody.
There we go.
I'm still getting used to this format, yeah.
Hi, Jeremy. Welcome to our show.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, the secret here is that we don't have a format.
Okay.
Fating.
Well, thank you guys for having me and forcing me to watch a bunch of crazy shit for the last hour. So this has been a lot of fun so far.
Yeah.
That's what we're good for.
So, Jeremy, why don't you introduce yourself? Have you ever seen any Digimon before today?
I have no experience with Digimon whatsoever, except for an AGDQ where somebody played. I think it was like in a 2:00 in the afternoon slot that where nobody was paying attention. And it was some Digimon game that this dude would like. Literally just looked like he spent an hour and a half doing the same exact thing in a loop over and over and over again. So that was it. That was my only experience.
It was Digimon World.
Okay.
It was just training against the punching bag for an hour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do that for like an hour and a half in the speedruns. Okay. Tell us about the podcast that you are on. Because I know
all
you
of
a
them?
Bunch of them.
Like, how long you guys got? Because we're going to be here a while.
We will double the speed afterwards. So it's
okay. Yeah, just edit it all out after I say it. That's the best thing. I do two video game podcasts. One is kind of a general gaming podcast I do with some guys. We're all over the world. We recently added Brian Wade as a host. You guys probably know Brian Wade from the Duck Feed Network. He's been around for a while. We just talk about video games. It's kind of general, you know, dudes and guests talking about video games. Another one is Don't Give Up Skeleton, which is my Dark Souls based podcast where I talk to people about their experiences with the Souls games. I have a podcast on the Duck Feed TV network with Gary Butterfield called Days of Future Cast, where we talk about X-Men, the animated series from the original 90s, which from my experience so far is way better than Digimon. And then I do a podcast with my buddy Chris called Monster of the Week that's based on the TV show Supernatural, which is full of hunks. And apparently the only reason I'm on this podcast, hunks and wincest. So I guess we're going to get into it.
Yeah, that really is what makes you an expert for this episode. And then Dark Souls in general is really what this show's about. So
good.
Yep. Secretly a Dark Souls podcast.
So is it going digital? Like, if I look it up on iTunes, is it going digital, a Dark Souls podcast? So you guys can get that SEO?
No, we should probably add Dark Souls to the tags.
Exactly.
We do have a shirt that says Going Digital, a Dark Souls Rewatch podcast. So
oh, good.
That's
excellent.
First step.
Oh, yeah. You should tell people about the shirts at the end of the episode.
I definitely will. That's why I was mentioning it. So it becomes a continuity error if we don't actually specify that at the end.
Yep. I mean, I'm for all four continuity errors, though, so...
It's true. Before we get too started, I did want to mention that we went to ASEN this weekend, where we ran into... what is his name? Garrett, you know his name.
Oh, no, I...
I'm putting you on the spot. You had better know his name.
It was the System Restore guy.
Yeah.
Restore Digimon... This is riveting, having me Google things.
This is why I put you on the spot. You were supposed to know it.
No, it was... Why initials? Hang on. We're getting there. Nope. nope, we're not getting there.
Okay.
It's A.R. Pulver. Stands for.
That's what he goes by anyway. So we ran into A.R. Pulver from System Restore. He seemed like a cool guy. That's all I got.
How much do you rate him from 1 to 10?
You know, like a 7.5. He seemed like a cool dude.
Okay.
Significantly better than Ty.
What are the differences in like a 7.5 and a 7? Like, I'm just like, was he just clean? Like, but had dirty fingernails? Like, what's the half?
Yeah, unlike most of the people at the con, he had clearly showered recently.
Okay, cool.
Like, admittedly, I'm grading on a curve.
I like that you gave a serious response to me asking you to rate people.
Okay. Ask a stupid question.
You get a serious answer?
Yep.
So, today we watched an episode that's apparently about incest, although I don't necessarily believe it.
Nor do any of us, but that's okay.
Yeah, there are a bunch of cute shit happening, and then the world ends. The end.
Yeah,
I think that's
much.
The kind end of yep. everything.
Mm-hmm. Accurate. Mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, like, Digimon began at the beginning of this episode and ends at the end. So that's exactly what my idea of Digimon is.
One last thing. I believe that it's mail time.
Mail time!
Yay! Mail time!
Mail time.
Mail time! I was hoping someone would do some harmony with me, but that's okay.
I keep not having that cultural reference in my repertoire. Sorry.
That's okay. So anyway, Garrett, would you like to read the email, or should I? Or somebody else could do it?
Not me. It's weird if I know the person.
Okay.
I mean, I only read things in silly voices, so it's you, Sparky.
You could tell me the name of this person, because I don't actually have their email address in front of me.
I put it at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
It's just Kat. Hi, Kat.
Okay. Friend of the show, Kat, sent us an email with subject, the crest of email, and said...
Which is a good subject.
It is. I like that. Says, hello, Davide, you sounded so sad about not having any letters to read, so here's one from me. Except you keep giving the wrong email address, so this was supposed to reach you after episode 17. Thank you guys for podcasting. You guys get me through Fridays at my job, where I basically just scan and copy things for 3 hours. Even though I don't understand half the jokes because I never played Dark Souls, I still enjoy listening very much. But I have a question. In episode 15, you responded to a comment Sporky made about pedicures by saying, you don't rip the skin off your fingers, so you wouldn't be into that. How do pedicures work in Italy / the UK? Because that sounds terrifying. Very sincerely, Kat and Patamon.
I don't remember making the joke.
I kind of do. But, yeah. How do pedicures work?
I don't know what a pedicure... I will reveal you a really, really big secret. I don't know what a pedicure is.
Excellent. Okay. That's the best possible answer to this question.
I know that it's something relating to feet.
Primarily, Davide, and for those who don't know, a pedicure involves painting your toenails. I believe very little skin is ripped off.
Okay.
I mean, unless you do it wrong.
Typically, yeah. Anyway, this has been mail time.
It's a good mail time.
Thank you, Kat, for writing in. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
cool. Thank you.
What episode did we watch this week, Sporky?
This is episode number 21. Let's see. What were the titles for it again? The titles were Koromon Tokyo Dai Gekikotsu, which translates as Koromon, the Great Clash in Tokyo, and was dubbed as Home Away from Home.
Both those are kind of bad.
Yeah. So this is a real weird episode.
Yep.
You know, I didn't think about it, but it's called Home Away from Home, but it's all about him literally going home. Like, he spends the entire episode at his house. There is no home away from home.
Yep.
You're expecting logic from the dub. You are making a huge mistake there. Never expect logic from the American dub of Digimon.
You should always expect logic from the American dub. Just don't expect it to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the American dub was noticeably worse than the subtitled version. Not only is it missing significant portions of the lore, but like mostly centered around urine, but like also the American voice actors just weren't that great.
No, it was real bad.
Yep.
Have people
supporting me. This is the first time in this podcast.
I got you, man. I got you.
This is like the first time Davide's had an ally.
I am not alone.
So yeah, this episode opens at the end of the last episode. Ty ended up getting sucked through a wormhole somehow when he killed Edamon that caused him to go back to the real world.
Right.
Yep.
So he's just, like, in the middle of a park with Koromon, like you do.
Worth to note that this is the only episode directed by Mamoru Soda in the series. He also directed the first short film that we really, really like. Which explains why this one actually looks good, unlike the rest of the series.
I dig the David Lynchian Dutch angles all over the place.
Yeah, it has cool angles, but especially like I really like the muted color palette of the whole thing. It's very, very airy, very light.
Yeah, I dig it.
And there's a bunch of just typically Japanese standing around and just doing nothing, which it's like a theme in lots of Japanese film. I think it's a cultural thing of just, I don't know, appreciating relaxation or something, but it's something that I can appreciate, just people just hanging around.
So Ty's trying to figure out whether or not it's any of what he's seeing is real, and that's when Koromon gets kicked in the face, because Koromon means brave little goalie.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
So we establish later that only certain people can see the Digimon.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are seeing Koromon?
Well, given that the little girl could see him, and then when she brought attention to it, everyone in the park started staring at them, I think maybe it's everyone can see the ones that are physically there, but not the ones that are sort of halfway busted into reality.
Okay.
I have a better question, and this fits with our guest.
Mm-hmm.
So, what if all Digimons are X-Men? Like, we know that in the X-Men universe, humans are evolving towards something, so maybe, just maybe, what they are evolving towards, and they have superpowers, and the Digimon have superpowers, is actually Digimon. So we don't have a missing link there. It's sort of a Neanderthal situation, but there is a clear arc that
there is some precedence for a mutant dinosaur. Like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Sauron or anything. Sauron is a dude who, if he touches a mutant, will absorb their mutant energy and turn into basically a flying dinosaur that wants to do nothing but rule the Savage Land, which is this thing that we're not going to talk about on this podcast because it would take too long.
Is he the pterodactyl guy?
Pterodactyl guy, yeah. The common images you see nowadays is Spider-Man telling him, like, what are you doing? You could cure cancer. And he's like, I don't want to cure cancer. I want to absorb people's mutant energy and rule the world.
I think I own the comic where he dies.
I mean, sure.
Spoilers.
I don't remember which comic it is. I remember that I own a comic where a pterodactyl dies. So okay. That's my experience with it.
So is he like Rogue, but turns into a dinosaur?
Pretty much. Like Rogue absorbs somebody's powers and or energy and memories. Whereas he's kind of using mutant, like he can absorb human energy too, but he just kills them and kind of just goes along his way. He doesn't go into full dinosaur mode.
Okay.
If he hits mutants, then he turns into crazy fun dinosaur guy. But I totally agree. Spider-Man's not a mutant, but there is that whole arc in the 90s where that dude actually had six arms and like
So we can assume that there he was literally a Digimon.
Sure. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
He was an evolution path of Tentomon.
Yeah, that works.
Oh God! Okay. Yeah, that works.
Okay, so the other question that I had was, what is the difference between Rogue and Sync?
I have absolutely no idea. This came up somewhere the other day, I think, somewhere on the Slack, it must have been. But I'm not very familiar with Sync at all. So Surge was explaining that Sync, what does Sync do? Sync actually mimics people's powers and doesn't absorb them, I think. But I'm not very familiar with Sync.
Right.
Yeah, whereas Rogue actually, like, steals people's powers and or memories. Like,
because they don't have them for a while after she takes them.
Exactly, yeah. And the reason flies around and has super strength is because she absorbed too much of Ms. Marvel and just basically stole that whole woman's identity. And it's a very clear metaphor for rape, and it was really gross. I'm sorry?
I thought Ms. Marvel was just Jean Grey.
I said Ms. Marvel? I meant Captain Marvel. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh no, so, no, no, wait, so wait, hold on.
You mean Miss Marvel.
I mean Miss Marvel. Jean Grey is Marvel Girl, and then Captain Marvel is a whole other dude.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. And none of them to be confused with Mar-Vell, who I think is from the DC universe. So
I mean, not to be confused with other new Ms. Marvel, and then Carol's now going by someone else.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, Shazam original name, I think, was Captain Marvel 2, so that's another thing there. lots of Marvels in the universe.
Lots of Marvels in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
So I'm just going to reiterate my joke about how you're saying it's not Jean.
Not Jean!
Yeah, you've been trying to get me to edit that into an episode.
I'm really trying to make you edit that in.
I have to find it.
I tried to find it the other day, but we can talk about that later. I'll help you out.
Okay. So Ty goes back to his house.
Yeah. He gets real excited.
Yeah.
So he wonders how much time will have passed. Will my parents have forgotten about me? Which that's not something that even if a year passed, they will not have forgotten about you. That's not how human minds work. But,
well, and you don't know exactly how long you've been gone, but it's been on the scale of months, not years. Because, you're still the same height.
Right.
Yeah. But turns out that time doesn't pass if you're in the digital world or something.
Really, really slowly.
Yeah, it's 1 minute per day. So for every minute or every day he spent in digital world, 1 minute passed in the real world.
Yeah.
So it's been, like, 90 minutes tops.
Then Caramon gives a blowjob to a tin can.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, he does.
Yep, accurate. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, I don't know about you guys, but I get to a place that has a laundry machine for the first time in months. I've been wearing the same clothes that whole time. First thing I do, take those fuckers off.
They can't show that until...
Yeah, but he's still wearing the same
outfit. It's not that kind of anime, Sporky. It's not that kind of anime.
Sporky, I'm not sure how familiar you are with the Digimon universe, but there's always implied laundry. There's never explicit laundry. That's kind of been there since the beginning. I'm not sure. I don't know if you haven't picked up on that yet, but yeah, it's always implied, never explicit.
Yeah, I was complaining last episode because the first 10 episodes actually focused on them trying to find food and shit, and now they're just eating donuts out of nowhere.
Remember the episode where Sora was talking? Sora from Digimon, not from Kingdom Hearts.
Well, the end is the
same guy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One of them's a girl, though.
Eh.
She was complaining about how she missed doing laundry.
Yep. Yeah, that's also a thing that happened.
But I mean, if you just got back, and you're a kid, cold soda is not a bad first thing to go
to. If nothing else, I'd expect Hikari to want him to change before she can,
Garrett,
Garrett,
I think the only answer here is that Tai is just, a kid and doesn't give a fuck about clean clothes.
Yeah, yeah. He's just a total slob.
Yeah, he's a sports boy.
there's a pretty good scene with the Koromon filleting a tin can.
Dude, if that is some of the most pornographic thing I've seen in animation in about 4.5 hours. So it's I mean that dude was full on. I guess do Digimonsters have a gender? Are they he or she
we've spent a lot of time discussing this. They appear to have a gender identity, but only some of them have physical sexes.
Okay.
Yeah,
want to know about Digimon genitalia? Do I even want to open up that literal worms?
We assume that outside of fan art, Digimon don't own genitalia, but they do present as a gender. So it's a social construct more than an actual physically driven thing in the Digimon world.
Right, yeah, cool.
There's also a few that pretty clearly probably do, because there's an Angemon who is an angel dude, and then there's also Angewoman.
I'm telling you, they could identify differently. I don't know why you gotta push that on them.
Sure, yeah. You know, if Takaru's Patamon wants to be a trans Angewoman, who am I to stand in his way?
I mean, honestly, I assume that even if they take the shape of gendered beings, I will say that I don't think that Angewoman or Angemon have any genitalia down there.
Okay.
That's my personal theory.
Just smooth as a Ken doll is what we're saying.
Yes.
Well, it's somewhat unclear whether or not the clothes they appear to be wearing are just part of them.
Yeah, that's also a thing.
Because they never take them off or anything.
That's probably just skin.
Except Gabumon's fur coat, but he's an Eldracore. We've solved that mystery.
Yeah.
Is Gabumon ever linked to Bloodborne?
yes, that's our link to Bloodborne.
Okay. Does he have many eyes, or is he a vacuous spider?
Well, he's only got two eyes
that we can, you can see.
That's a lame amount of eyes, if you ask me.
Yeah, yeah. But he has this fur that apparently underneath he's actually a reptile, even though he looks mammalian. Yeah, and so he gets real embarrassed whenever he has to take off that fur, which only happens pretty rarely.
Also, it's really easy to find porn photos about him if you search for him on Google.
Yep. Well, that's something I'm not going to do.
That's rule 34. getting back to this episode, let's talk about the porn of this episode.
It was the soda can part.
Soda fellatio.
So we've been making jokes for the last couple of weeks about this real weird video that Garrett found somehow. How dare you?
I am nothing but an innocent person.
The excuse that it just popped up on my feed is like me telling my dad that a guy came out of nowhere and ran me off the road into the ditch, and that's why he has to have to call him at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I mean,
really? A guy came out of nowhere and handy duty the incest YouTube video?
Well, no. I was clicking through a lot of weird dubbed Digimon opening videos, and then on my suggested for you, it came up, and then I immediately gave it the Sporky and went, "Can you confirm this?"
And I said no.
Right.
He didn't even look at it.
But then I said, we're going to talk about this.
Yeah. So the video in question, which we'll link to in the show notes, basically says that there was an interview in a non-specified magazine in which the director of this episode, whose name I've forgotten, said that
Mamoru Osada?
Thank you. Had intended for there to be an incestuous subtext to the episode. The pictures that he provided are all low-res enough that I can't make out a fucking word that's on them. Also, he didn't specify what magazine they're from, so I couldn't look that up. So, this could
Well, I said it was... from what I read, it was from a movie, like, art book thing.
Okay. But yeah, I can't confirm whether or not that the interview, you know, actually said what people said that it said.
I found the most interesting and weird part of the thing is that apparently it's supposed to be like a love triangle between Tai, his sister, who is supposed to be like his wife, and Koromon, who is supposed to be like a new hot love. Yeah,
that's so good. That's like my favorite line because it's so dumb.
Yep. Yeah, so there is some weird shit in this episode.
Also, I'm pretty sure that's already a fan fiction.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
Probably.
There is some weird shit going on in this episode that if you really want to, you can read as a vaguely sexual subtext.
So there's actually another good comment on Reddit, which that's what I was doing this episode.
You found one good comment on Reddit?
The single one.
Yep, the single one. I'm gonna read it right now. It's in regards to this. So it says, I think you missed the actual meaning behind what he was saying. The meaning wasn't exactly incestuous. A sister was fighting to regain her brother's love without sharing to a stranger that isn't a family member. Plus, a lot of little sisters at that age don't know the difference between sibling love and spouse love. Well, my sister wanted to marry me back when she was a little kid. Now it's more like a love-hate relationship. Can't stay in the same room without getting pissed at each other.
Oh, thank God that was it.
First of all, that's the incipit of a very fucked up romantic comedy. Second of all, like, my problem with it is that that's not what happens in this episode. Like,
it's not.
Yeah, she and Koromon get on great.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, mm-hmm. Yeah, yay, a Koromon. We're a friend. I met a Koromon way back then. Unless this is the dub, then I never met a Koromon, and I know his name just because. But
yeah, no, the dub gets even weirder than that, because she's like, yeah, no, I've totally been to the digital world. And it's like, wait. That didn't happen.
Yeah, no.
In either
version. Did not go to the digital world beforehand.
Yeah.
Well, unless that is not this world's Kari, but a Kari from another world that Ryo brought back to then perform a swap.
Garrett,
deal with this.
Garrett, is that Kairi rather than Kari that we met today?
I don't know. They're the same person. Hikari, there we go. I did it.
Yep.
I think if you watch the incest video before you watch the scene very specifically around their egg scene and right before that. If you've watched the video before and you were kind of on the lookout for sexual tension, you will see sexual tension. I never saw this like love triangle thing that that was quoted in the video, but like also if you watch any video about sexual tension and you watch another video that it's supposed to be about, you're probably going to see some sexual tension in it. So I think there's a really innocent interpretation of all this, which is like the chick is just really into her brother because he's a cool big brother with goggles on his head and cool sneakers. Like that's right. Like that's all you need in an older sibling.
She doesn't see him being a jackass most of the time.
That's true.
So
except he is.
I have like three little sisters and they never ever see you being a jackass, even if you're directly doing it to them. Like you can hurt them as much as you want to and they still love you. Like it's an awesome feeling.
So another point that I had is that if she said she's been in the digital world, does that mean that the real world is the actual digital world and the digital world is the real world?
No,
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because the grammar of that sentence implied that she had been there and come back. Also, that sentence was just wrong.
So alternate lore theory, Ty went back to a different world where Kari did go to the digital world.
That would be kind of neat, but also not what happened.
Well, it's the dub. Whatever I want happened.
Okay, question. Is the dub and the sub set in the same universe?
No. Okay. They're separate.
Okay. Cool. That solves it.
Yep. There was another... so we can talk about the egg scene real quick. The egg scene's pretty cute.
Is it egg scene?
The egg scene seemed kind of gross to me. Like, these goos just pig out on some eggs. Like,
that's true. It's cute that he's learned how to cook and shit, though. Because, you know, like, he's trying to be a good big brother for a little bit.
And then he goes off into an explosion.
No, he's just making food for himself and Karoman.
And then literally eating her plate, yeah.
Yeah, she took a bite and was like, oh, okay. Anyway, you should eat this.
So we didn't mention, but Hikari's there. I don't think they mentioned that she was supposed to go to summer camp. And they only vaguely mentioned that she was sick, and which is why she didn't go.
Right.
And she also wasn't very sick in this episode.
I mean, she was.
Yeah, I think she's supposed to basically be better now. But that's why he's feeling her head for the fever earlier or later.
But I thought it's like a thing later on where she is sick.
She then also gets sick later, but not for like 35 episodes.
Okay, so she was supposed to be sick, but wasn't, but then also gets sick later.
She got sick, so there was... So, before the series started, she got sick once and Ty was a dick.
That's right.
This episode, she was also sick, but not that much anymore because she's getting better. And then, during the Dark Masters arc, she will be sick again.
Okay.
Follow us on Sick Tracker, the podcast in which we track the health of characters in fiction.
Yep.
I'd listen to it.
With special thanks to generous Patreon backer, Sick Tracker.
So Y2K theories. So there's a calendar in this episode because it's August 1999.
August
so there's
1st.
Still time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know what Y2K is, by the way.
It was a big scare back in 1999 that when the calendar was rolled to the year 2000, it would cause all kinds of problems because computers that were using just two digits for the date instead of four would roll over and then think it was the year 1900 again, and that would cause planes to crash and
and crash the global economy and everything. I don't know. I don't really know what you guys do for a living. Back in 99, 2000, I was working as an IT guy. I made so much money off of Y2K. It was fucking great. It was so amazing.
Nice. Back in 1999, I was 9.
Okay, good. So I'm super old. Thanks. This is just like Monster of the Week, where my co-host is 10 years younger than me. So awesome.
Well, you sound real young.
I will cut this. How old are you, Jeremy?
Oh, yeah, I don't care. I'm 36 right now.
Oh, that's not that old.
Oh, that's old. No, you have to go. You have to go away from this podcast. You're too old for us. Sorry,
I'm too old for Digimon. Look, there's an episode of Days of Future Cast that's literally titled "We're Too Old for Anime." So I don't even know why you invited me on this thing.
Because we think it's funny.
Yeah, it's gonna be even funnier when we get Gary on here and make him watch anime.
I don't think he knows what this podcast is about.
I told him.
I guarantee you that I will fully inform him when the time comes, because I have a feeling he'll ask.
You should definitely talk the experience up and not mention the incest.
Yeah, yeah. Can you lie to him for us?
I sent him around ready from some KKKK lore.
Please just stick with the 1K, because when you call it KKK lore, it's a bad thing.
Oh God, I don't.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, multiple Ks. You have to either stop at 2 or go to 5. Like, going to 3 is real bad, and going to 4 doesn't sound much better either.
I said it first time, so start to
still close
clear.
Enough.
Close enough, yeah. So we watched a damn K-pop video for some reason, and we have many questions about them. Can you tell us the name of the video and probably edit some of the music in so people can go and watch it and then figure out the thing from themselves? Garrett?
I don't know why you think I ever edit this podcast ever.
You can edit in some music.
That's true. I'm not doing that fancy over.
I can sing it if you want, but that wouldn't be great.
Could you? Could you actually?
You should.
I don't
do
know
that,
the
please.
Word. I only know that they say fingertip a lot. So
yeah, well that's good because that's the title of said song.
Yeah.
I think it's Girlfriend, but I think it's just spelled super super wrong, which makes it cool.
Sounds about right.
Okay.
We will link to it in the show notes.
Oh yeah, of course.
Fucking catchy as fuck, by the way. I hate you.
It's pretty
now
catchy.
I have it stuck in my head.
So you're the one with the real fascination with this, Garrett. Why don't you introduce us to what exactly makes you care about this?
Really,
explain yourself
just
to us, Garrett.
Yes.
Well, I was supposed to be working, and this was just again. There's weird things in my YouTube feed. I swear. And so I was watching it, and there was some semblance of a plot. So I decided that my purpose was to then figure out the plot of it, and I never did.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning. The video starts with some clear clear time manipulation going on, as we see this person going to sleep in space, and then time speeds up, and then things happen. I think I already forgot the order in which things happen in this video.
Well, it's okay. Fine, because the whole travel. Thing's time dilated.
Yeah.
What do you mean by time dilation? Give us a scientific explanation of the term.
Well, first, have you seen the movie Primer? Because we're going to have to build a machine, and we can only go back in time as far as the machine has been built. You guys have never actually seen Primer?
I haven't seen Primer.
All right, so okay. Then we take that machine, and we have it go near the speed of light.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you have seen Primer. Okay, we're on the same page.
I have not seen Primer, but okay.
I will just also link in the show notes the really old Bob Saget Nova video explaining time dilation.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Time dilation is fucking cool.
It's really weird. It's the whole time is relative theory.
Yeah.
So, like, the faster you approach the speed of light without actually hitting the speed of light...
Which you can't ever
time,
do.
Right. Time moves at a different speed than if you were just normal.
Yeah, right. Garrett, but the time speeds up in the video, the swinging of the video. I'm not sure that we're on the same page there.
Well, that just means she's moving really, really slowly.
Okay.
Right.
I can see that. So...
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so anyway, at the beginning of the film, time moves
I
real,
like
real
how
fast.
It's a film now.
Sure, why not? It's a short film about music.
Okay.
Yeah, so a clock moves real fast, and there's some time traveling, I guess, because she moves forward in time. Then a bunch of crazy shit happens involving weapons from Doctor Who.
I think they're a step above Doctor Who, to be honest. Like, I think they just got some light guns and painted them and made them shoot lasers, which I'm pretty down with.
Yeah.
Okay, and this brings us to the first issue of the video. When people are shot with laser in this universe, marbles.
they bleed marbles, yes.
Come from their body. Are they bleeding marbles? Or
yes.
Do they keep marbles in their pocket and when they fall down, the marbles fell off?
Or, like the first one.
Like a real low-rent version of laser tag is what we got?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
or does
works.
The ray turn the blood
by
into
just
marbles?
Carrying a pack of marbles.
Yeah, I think that's what happened in the video.
Is it?
Yeah. There's the one scene where one person shot another person and they fell to the ground and there was marbles there, but then the person that got shot shot the other person back. So I think the marbles acted as some sort of Kevlar vest to lasers.
Okay. Because my other question would have been, if they get like cut with a knife in this universe, do marbles come from their body? Or is that the specific of the ray gun?
I think it's ray gun specific, I think.
That's probably ray gun specific.
Okay, also, at some point in this video, we're going to, I think, the reception of a building with these cages on the wall, which are sort of like, you know, post slot, but they're like cages. And there are plush animal in there. Except that the plush animal moves.
Right.
So my that is my main question. So they're Digimon. Well, they may be Digimon, but like my principal question is, in the fiction of the film, are they supposed to be real animals and they're just represented by plushes? Or are they supposed to be living plushes? I think this is the important question here.
I think they're living Digimon plushes.
Okay.
So what I think happened is that, so there's a link between the digital world and that world, and the Digimon uploaded their consciousness into those plushes.
That's a good theory. Because my parallel here, and I will prompt you all to Google Giant Gonzalez, Gonzalez with a Z at the end, is that an age-old question of the wonderful wrestling world is, if Giant Gonzalez, like bodybuilder muscle suit, was supposed to be in kayfabe, in universe, was supposed to be his actual body, or like if in universe he was supposed to be wearing a crappy suit with muscles on it.
So I don't know.
It's a similar situation here where we're not.
I have
sure
another lore question for you.
Okay, go on.
Okay.
Who wins in a fight between Speedy Gonzalez and Giant Gonzalez?
I mean, Speedy Gonzalez can move. Giant Gonzalez, from the few wrestling matches that I watched where he was in, I don't think he can walk.
Okay,
so I'm going to go with Speedy Gonzalez.
So you're saying it's an unstoppable force versus an immovable object.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an unstoppable force versus an unstoppable object, or whatever was the thing.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question about the timeline of this episode real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
The whole K-pop thing, that's immediately after the egg scene, right? Am I getting this confused? Because I think you guys are picking up on a whole lot more than I am.
Yeah.
I went from eggs into seeing monsters on TV. You guys are talking about some stuff I'm not real clear on. I just want to make sure, like, I've got, like, is this, do we skip an episode? Like, are you guys talking about episode 22 and I'm on 21?
In the video,
it's definitely
you,
after the egg.
Well, you're seeing monsters on the TV. We all saw a K-pop video on the TV. Did that not happen for you?
See, it's when we were looking at the calendar. This video represents Y2K.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm with you now. I now understand. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's get back to the TV, though, because this is where Dark Souls comes into it. So the Digimon on the TV that only certain people can see, those are like the phantoms that you get in Dark Souls when you see like someone die, or like you get to see a phantom when you look at a message.
I really like this. Time is definitely convoluted in the digital world, and things like this happen.
Yes. In Dark Souls 2, you see there's a subset of enemies and also just kind of random things in the level that are invisible unless you have a particular item. Is there an item in the Digimon world that will allow you to see Digimon in the real world as opposed to the digital world?
I think that would be a
Digivice. Yeah, it's a Digivice.
Yeah, I think a Digivice could be a nondescript power it has.
Yeah, and this is good because we have not placed yet the Digivice in the whole scheme of lore, so that's probably when it comes in. I forgot, what was the specific item, Jeremy? Because I played Dark Souls 2 like forever ago.
I don't remember the name of it. It was in the DLC. I'm looking at the something. Nope, not that. Eye of the Priestess. You get it in the Dark Souls 2 DLC, the Frozen Ilium Lois DLC.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. And we know that Frozen Ilium is supposed to sort of be, you know, Lord Drain and Anor Londo and stuff. And we did place Lord Drain and Anor Londo on File Island, We know that.
Yes.
Obviously, Anor Londo is the nursery and Alecmont is Solaire, but these are all obvious things that everyone knows.
Right.
Yeah, and that makes sense because they find the Digivice on File Island, which makes everything come together, right? Because that's, you know, that's also where the Eye of the Priestess is. We can assume that Dark Souls comes before Digimon, or is it the opposite?
Dark Souls comes first.
Yeah. Dark Souls comes
Dark
first.
Dark Souls, Kingdom Hearts,
I mean,
Digimon.
It's that you start with the first flame, so I'm assuming there's like the second or third or maybe even the 765th flame in Digimon, but in Dark Souls 1, okay. It is the first flame, so.
Yes.
That sounds right.
I think everything comes together.
So alternative lore theory is they can see the Digimon on TV because they have achieved enough insight from all the crazy shit they have experienced.
Okay.
I haven't passed.
Sorry, my microphone fell off and bleh.
Now, speaking of Kingdom Hearts and Dark Souls, Jeremy had some very exciting news for us.
Oh, absolutely. I was surprised to learn that none of y'all had realized that there's the Keyblade from Kingdom Hearts exists in Dark Souls 2. Like, literally, I've already forgot the name of the sword, but I think it's... Key of the Beholder? Key to the Beholder, maybe? Something like that. But it's literally the Keyblade. Like, it's a sword that you can wield. You know, it has a full moveset, but it's kind of a shitty weapon, but it looks like a giant key, just like that girl from Kingdom Hearts has.
Yeah,
Sora.
I had totally
it's
forgot
still a
this.
Guy.
I had totally forgot this. You actually use it to open up like sort of a BDSM guy upside down in the game. And yeah, it's a clear connection. Obviously, you know, clear connection to Kingdom Hearts. We know that Dark Souls / Digimon is one of the worlds in Kingdom Hearts, so that's obvious. But like the fact that there is a Keyblade there, does that mean that like a Keyblade master died on that world? Sparky, you are the resident Kingdom Hearts expert here.
Let's see. It doesn't appear to have a keychain on the end.
Okay.
So I think that means that it's dead. Yeah.
Okay.
So I believe that means that, yes, it's dead and its wielder is dead too.
Okay.
So any theory, you are the resident Kingdom Hearts expert. Any theory on which... this Keyblade Master died on the Dark Souls world?
Well, it looks most like the Keyblade that you get from defeating Sephiroth in Kingdom Hearts 2, so maybe Sephiroth died.
Is Sephiroth a Keyblade Master?
No, but you get a Keyblade from fighting him.
Okay, because what I was going to hear is that maybe the Lost Son of Gwyn, it was a Keyblade Master, and then he died?
I would be willing to take your word for it.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the Last Son of Gwyn uses a bow. Gwendolyn is in Dark Souls 1, so...
That's no problem at all, because Keyblades can transform into any weapon now.
Okay.
So can Keyblade transform into a bow?
There's a video of Sora transforming his Keyblade into a pair of pistols, so why the hell not?
Okay.
I mean, didn't we establish who the firstborn was too, Davide?
Yeah, I forgot. We need to, because I know that Alecmont is Solaire. I don't remember who the firstborn was. But yeah,
well,
we
just,
made
just
some
real
the
quick
mystery.
while we're still on Keyblade Masters, you say that there's a possibility that's going to come from Sephiroth was it Kingdom Hearts 2?
Mm-hmm.
The item description for the key to the embedded, it wasn't key to the holder, but key to the embedded, says that the once human embedded, realizing that he could never resist the temptation of the flesh, bound himself eternally with chains. I don't know much from Final Fantasy or Kingdom Hearts. Does that sound like Sephiroth? Like, is he kind of a, he's kind of a sex addict kind of guy that had to chain himself up to prevent himself from having sex with people?
According to some fan fictions, he is, but I'm not sure that he is in the
I could see
lore.
Someone chaining him up for all eternity and him maybe being into it, but I don't think he'd do it to himself.
Right.
You fell off, Garrett. I cannot.
I said was right.
Sorry, Spark came in.
Oh, sorry. What I said was I could see someone chaining up Sephiroth, probably Cloud. And he might be into it, but I don't think he'd chain himself up.
Yeah. Maybe there's a bit of discrepancy.
Would he have chained himself up waiting for Cloud to find the key to let him loose?
Oh, maybe so, yeah. Some neglect play.
Kind of like you know, doing some role-playing, like when you pretend that you don't know your wife at a bar and you pick her up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Same kind of thing.
Given where we've put the timeline, though, I think it can't have come from Sephiroth, because Sephiroth won't be born for a few thousand years. So
we only placed Dark Souls 1. We did not play Dark Souls 2 or 3 yet.
That's true. Dark Souls 2 could be around that time.
I mean, Dark Souls 2 is not set in... Dark Souls 2 is not set in... Wait. We have not...
It's the only place
Lord,
I know.
Lord Rain, but we have not placed the Dark Souls 2 world in the Digimon world.
Right.
Yeah. Isn't that supposed to be several thousand years after Dark Souls 1? I don't know how this works.
Yeah, but time is convoluted, so yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
It's another continent.
Anyway, this episode of Digimon happened.
Yeah, we need to finish this episode.
Yeah, I think Jeremy has to go soon.
I don't have to, I just want to. So.
That's fair. I noticed you conveniently skipped over the part around the urination.
Yeah, well, just like the dub.
Yeah, I thought this was the American version of the podcast. You had to go download the urination comment on the Japanese iTunes store.
There is a real weird scene where after the egg scene, Koromon shits on the table, like you do, and then they put him in the bathroom. The dub covers for this by just going, "Oh, I'm real tired. I need to rest. You should do that in the bathroom." Like you do.
That is pretty stupid. I really like that.
And then Kari tells a story about how she used to wet the bed, and Ty would cover for it, help her wash her underwear, and then pretend he wet the bed. And I'm like, dog, y'all had bunk beds. How did... Okay.
That's the incest part.
Yeah.
There's no incest there.
I was joking.
Yeah. But yeah, so that happened, and that's a weird thing. The dub covered for it by telling a dumb story about a field trip. So that happened, and it's probably the weirdest thing in the episode.
Yeah.
And then after that, we go back to having some digital monsters.
Yeah, we have the phantoms of the digital monsters. Oh yeah, there's subplot about how the digital monsters are messing up the weather everywhere.
Yeah.
But only
not super important.
Can you really count that as a subplot? Like, it's literally like a thing on a news story for 2 seconds. Like,
well, it's one of the few continuity things in this show, because they do mention it a few other times.
It is. It's brought up in the very beginning and continues to be a thing.
Yep. And apparently only the people who are chosen by the holy Digimon power can see them, because Ty can see them. Kairi can see them. And, yeah.
Nobody else, pretty much. So that's all stuff that happens, and then...
Yep.
I forget, why does Ty end up going outside? Just because Digimon are attacking?
Yeah, just...
Oh, wait, because Drumogemon causes an earthquake.
Oh, yeah, the Dinosaur Mon comes along. Right. Or, sorry, Godzilla Mon comes
along. Tyrannomon, yeah.
No, Godzilla Mon.
Yeah. So Tyrannomon appears, and he starts shooting fireballs. Looking an awful lot like Godzilla. And so Ty goes outside, because that's what you want to do when there's a monster attack, is be right outside
and when you
in the line
only
of
have a Koromon.
Yeah.
And, well, you see, Koromon means brave little fighter of Digimon, very much more powerful than him.
I mean, that is kind of, yeah.
I suppose that would be a brave little warrior.
Yeah. And then Tyrannomon disappears, and then Drumogemon shows up and causes an earthquake, and then he disappears, and then Ogremon shows up, and he's gonna wreck shit.
Yeah, because he is the most evil of the bad Digimon.
But he very politely waits at the crosswalk.
It does, it's so good.
As soon as the crosswalk turns green, green means wreck shit. And so then he does. Like,
and there's some, like, DBZ Matrix fighting going on.
Yeah, there is a fight
it's
actually
a
like
fight scene.
Yeah, it's actually like visually good and not just still screens of like recycled screen of Digimon throwing on their super moves.
They have a budget this episode.
Yep.
Yeah, there was actually I really appreciated at one point somebody or something, I don't know the names or really care to learn any of this stuff, but like somebody gets thrown into the concrete and it creates a hole in the concrete. And later at the end of the episode, the incest sister is standing next to the Hole of the Conqueror. And I just appreciated that they kept that continuity from 3 minutes before that scene.
Yeah.
So that was that obviously had a budget a little bit, right?
Well, that's what happens when you have a director who gives a fuck.
Yeah, that's true.
And, yeah.
So
there's a fight.
They fight.
Coromon evolves and shoots.
Coromon initially can't evolve, and then a giant hole opens up in the sky.
Oh, yeah.
And then he can't.
There's like the weird sub-subplot of Ty having a character arc for 30 seconds.
Yeah. So initially Ty is like, cool, I'm at home. I'm going to stay home. Fuck all my friends. Oh, yeah. He calls all his friends to see if they're at home at one point.
And then Izzy comes on the computer at one point.
Yeah, and tells him not to come back. And then he's like,
right.
I'm gonna not go back. And then like 30 seconds later, he's like, nah, my friends need me. Fuck.
So, cool fights happen, then an explosion happens in the sky. Everything is being sucked in. Ogremon is being sucked in. Agumon is being sucked in. And Skyri is like, hey, big brother, please don't go into the big hole in the sky. And then Tai is like, No, bro, I have to go. Like, the Digimon and stuff that I need to do things with them. And it flies into the sky like Iron Man at the end of the Justice League film. And everything is right again in the world. Mm-hmm.
Definitely the Justice League film, which has definitely already come out and not scheduled it for 2019.
Yep.
Yeah, Justice League with, like,
mm-hmm.
Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Captain America
and the Thick.
Captain Marvel, Marvel Girl, and Miss Marvel. So don't forget those three. Yeah.
Right. And mm-hmm. And Flash.
And the Guardian of the Galaxy, but the DC one, the one that are blue and are like really small.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
Flash.
Pretty sure Captain mm-hmm. America and that one girl that he's trying to bang were in it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but Captain America and Bucky are kind of gay together. I don't know if you have been looking at Tumblr lately, but they are most definitely homosexual for one another.
Hey.
Okay.
They can have a threesome.
True.
Just saying.
Wasp was there, but you have to squint real hard because she's only in shrunken form.
Mm-hmm. Only in shrunken mm-hmm. form and only in 5 frames. So then Ty is I got to go back. And I
and
love him
Kari's
floating
like,
away on the
I want to go.
He's like,
and then
nah.
Ty's like, nope. And then she has a digivice on that table. Never came up in the episode.
Yeah,
what
they spoil a thing from like 15 episodes from now. Because they're going to spend a long ass time looking for who the eighth child is. And they tell you right up front, the announcer guy at the end is just like, soon, Hikari will also go to the digital world. Oh. Okay.
Well, maybe she was the ninth digital child. That's where
she was, because there was Ken.
Well, what about Ryo?
He doesn't count. He's multidimensional.
But didn't he start in the Adventure Universe?
He did start in the Adventure Universe, but he never actually had his own Digivice.
Did you say the Venture Brothers universe? Does it tie into the Venture Brothers cartoon? Because I could be way into that.
Let's say yes.
Okay, sure. Let's just go ahead and commit. All right, I'm into that. Wait, let's do it this way. Are there any mullets in Digimon?
I'm pretty sure there's a mullet mon somewhere.
Find the mullet, find the Venture Brothers universe. That's your task for episode 22, I guess.
I feel like that's the intro to a really bad D&D campaign.
No, it's fine.
Gandalf says, find the mullet, find the Venture Brothers, and then
I'm dies. Just really sick of starting up all these RPGs and being forced to find 10 mullets just in the first tutorial area. You know what I'm saying? So boring.
Yeah,
come up with true. A different quest, Bethesda.
Anyhow, I think this is the
episode.
We've been on for an hour, which is three times the lasting of the
fine.
Episode.
The last one was 40
Jeremy,
minutes.
That's true. So Jeremy, there's a special thing we like to do. To keep our credit as a real Digimon podcast, someone usually explains what happens in the episode at the very end.
Okay,
in about a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So being our guest, if you'd go ahead and sum up what happened in this episode of Digimon,
a weird onion like creature deep throats a Coca Cola, defecates on a kitchen table, and then fights a guy in the sky. That
That's accurate.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I'm leaving out any character development, but I really think it was mostly focused around the onion creature, whose name I never bothered to remember.
Okay.
Yeah, Digimon is pretty much an onion-based show.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. There's your connection to Steven Universe. You're welcome. Let's do this. Let's get going.
Okay. Who wants to do the admin?
You have to do admin thing. Oh, right. I have to say my thing. We have a shirt store. It's on Redbubble. We have two shirts. They are not very good, but they have the logo on our podcast on them. So if you like our podcast, please buy them. I'm now trying to find the website address of the shirt, the shop.
And in the future, in the show notes, they will be there.
Yeah.
If for some reason you're still listening and you like this show, you can find us on goingdigitalpodcast.com, where there's links to all of our social media things, like our Twitters
and
the email.
Which we're not going to say because we're going to say it wrong.
No, I know what the email is, though. It's thericeballnetwork@gmail.com.
Okay.
Alternatively, you can just click the email button on the website.
Yeah.
The link to those t-shirts, by the way, is goingdigital.redbubble.com. So you can go there and find all of our t-shirts and anything else, any other merchants you want to buy, mostly t-shirts.
Is it?
I'm assuming, unless there's a different podcast that's called Going Digital that's signed up for Redbubble. I don't know, man. I think this is your logo. If
it's
not,
good. It's fine.
You are right. You are right. Yeah.
Jeremy, where can people find you?
The best place to communicate with me on the internet is at JG Greer on Twitter. I'll usually retweet all of my shows. So if you have any interest in X-Men, Supernatural, Dark Souls, or video games, you can find me there. And I usually talk about all that stuff. But if you just want to come chat, I'm down for chatting too. So come holla at me.
Sounds great.
Do your thing, Sparky.
All right, Sparky.
All right.
One, spin the generate.
Guys, I've had a really great time recording episode number 21 of Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast, and I hope we do it again real soon. And listeners, I hope you'll join us. And until you do, keep your Mega Claw beneath the Digimon, and keep coughing Izzy.
It's never not sexual.
Nope.
Yeah,
I don't know what coughing means, though.
It's something sexual.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah.
I think that's what happens if you look it up, yeah.
I would not ask anyone to be cuffled. I think that's the meter in which you judge the sexualness of a term.
I would like to clarify that I didn't say keep cuckolding, Izzy.
No, you didn't say that.
But
that would be unfortunate.
Gene, stop this crazy machine.
Can we just stop? Can we just stop?
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.